And the Gemara says, according to Rabbanan, they're comparable in three ways. What were those three ways, Rabbi Yisai? Molech Umevi. Eid Kusi. Arkos. And according to Meir Lechazar. Because her mayor holds that there's nothing, there's no schus over here, so you're able to be chayzer, and that's what we spent so much time on. What? How did this schus work? According to Rabbanan, they disagree with Rabbi Meir, and is it a full kinyan or not? Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that ChatGPT didn't even mention when someone asked him about this. It's not even like entertaining, chevra. It's like it's such a waste of time. It's garnished. You can't fake lamdas. You can't. You can't fake being a lamdan. It's not informational. It's exactly the nakuda I told you. You can't cheat on my tests. You can't. You can have any cheat sheet. You can bring whatever. You can even phone a friend. I'll know that you don't know what you're talking about. If you don't know what you're talking about. All right, chevra. Frek the gemara kashe. Vayika lishma. Oh! The last few shir, and we go back to square one. Isn't there another psul that shichur avodim and gitei noshim are comparable within which inyan? Within the inyan of that the shtar has to be written in leshma. Is that true, Rabbi Yisai? What should your skamaras in the margin to all say? Ayin on the side of lishma, va'ika lishma. What should it say on the side of your Gemara if you take notes on the side of your Gemara? If you want your child to open up your Gemara years later and see what you were involved with when you were learning in yeshiva. Ayin, Ktois HaChoshen, Simin, Reish, Sif Cotton Hay. Write it down, Chevra. Stop doodling and write it down. Ktois HaChoshen thinks that maybe there could be a Shtar Shechur even without Lishma. I'm Avin Yavin, Chevra, reading between the lines. Yeah, see if ChatGPT wrote that in that little shtick, a little tire over there. Oh.
What if it did?
It didn't! It didn't and it never will! Stop asking that question! I have no sfeikas. I'm saying this with confidence. I'm not even trying to be a fire right now. It's stupid! It's just information taken from here and there. You can't fake that! You can't just collect. What is that? That's not lumdus. It doesn't fit. It's not a puzzle. These things have to make sense. Such a waste of time. I have no suffix. They will never do it. It will never happen. Never. I will put money down. Money down that it will never happen. It won't. It's not. You can't be robotic in learning. You can't. That's why the most brilliant people sometimes just can't learn. Because if you don't go into a base medrash with osmosis, if you're not meshamesh talmidei chachamim, if you're not part of the mesorah process, Torah tzivalonu Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel Torah, his muscle Yeshua, there's a mesorah, if you're not part of that chain, you cannot become a talmud chacham. It's just pashut. It's not spitback. It's not like a spelling bee. All right, whatever. Zok the Gemara. What about lishma? Bishlam al rabba hainu mail chumevi. No, so Gemara says that's what we included. Mail chumevi. That's square one. Mail chumevi. El rava kasha. According to Rava, what? There is another psul that's not taken care of with Melech Umevi Lishma, right? Because Rava agrees that a shtar has to be Lishma. Vesu Bein L'Rabba Bein L'Rabba, and I have an additional kashe. Bein L'Rabba Bein L'Rabba V'ha'ika Mechubar. There's another psul that the Gemara didn't mention that's even Shaykh Bein L'Rabban or Bein L'Rabba Meir. The fact that a shtar shechur and a Gedisha cannot be attached to the ground. And for the Gemara answers, Kiktani Psula Durabonan Duraisa Loiktani. Yeah, you're right. That's true. But the Gemara wasn't enumerating every single potential Psul. We were only enumerating Psule Durabonan. On that, the Gemara challenges. The Gemara says, what? Psule Durabonan? Var kol shalot tikhlam de psu der raisu. Uktani. It's not true. It's not accurate. We have many psuli d'oraisa that are already limit that are listed in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no, it's going according to Reb Meir that there is Eidim Mesira Karsi, so it's really only a psul d'rabbanan. What's the psul d'rabbanan, Rabbi Yisai?
Ma?
You might come to rely on them based on what Gemara? Daf. Daf, it's not a Tosos, it's a Gemara. Tosos comments on that Gemara. You just spent a lot of time on that Tosos. Chevra, you should get Nachas out of this, right? What? No, not Yud Aleph and Aleph. Huh? Oh, okay. Okay, good. But where did it come up with us, Arli and Rabbi Yisai? Gimel. Daf Gimel. Mezuyif Metoichoi. Right? That's Sugya, right? Good. And that the Tosis, long Tosis on Daf Dalet. Rav Lazar and Meir, right? Good. So that was where Rav Lazar agrees to Rav Meir. You gotta, whenever you see these Gemaras, you got a chaz of the Sugyas in your mind. Another thing that ChatGPT can't do. You got a chaz of that. Was this connection and this connection and that connection? Okay, good. Oh. So now the Gemara goes on and the Gemara says, yeah, fine. So it's Apsul Durabbanan, Lefi Rav Lazar, because Edim is Sira Karsi. Really, the Edim that are alive are really the Edim that are shafting the get, right? Shafting the get, chevra. It's just a takon of Durabbanan to have other Edim there on the shtar. So then the Gemara says, Vaha, then the Gemara, I'm just skipping a little bit, on Yudam and Alv, then the Gemara says, Vaha Chazara de Oraisa Uktoni. What do you mean? That's not really true. Is your list really only Psuli de Rabbanon? Frek the Gemara Kasha, whether or not I could be Chazer from the shtar, is what? Is going to have ramifications on a level of the Oraisas, the get puzzle or not. And yet, that's listed, according to Reb Meir, that's listed in the comparable entities between Shtar Shechur and Gerisha, right? So the Gemara says, so you're back to square one. So there is. So there are Psul D'Oraisa. So Gemara backs out from the whole Kasha. You're right. The Gemara says, you're right. We also listed Psul D'Oraisa. It wasn't just Psul D'Rabbanan. Ah, so what's the common denominator? So how come you left out Mechubar? How come you left out Lishma? And for the Gemara, Kiktani Milse the less of Bikdushin. Milse the Isa Bikdushin like Tani. We only wanted things that were just relevant, Legabe, Gittin, and Shtar Shechur, not things that were relevant to Kiddushin as well. So if a person wants to know when learning this Gemara, if a person wants to analyze the following Shiloh, the Gemara Kasha, Mechubar. Mechubar is a psul by Shtar Shechur. Mechubar is a psul by get. Is it a psul by Kiddushin? There's no Gemara in Shas that discusses this. Except for our Gemara. So anyone who opens up a Maseches Kiddushin has to learn Gittin Daf Testament Beis, Gittin Daf Yudam and Aleph. And it's not clear in the Gemara. It's not Pefarish in the Gemara. So ChatGPT might get stuck again. But, Rabbi Yisai, the Gemara implies that anything that's Isa B'Kedushin was not enumerated in the Braisa, which seems to say there is a Psul Mechubar when it comes to Kedushin. And you cannot give something that's attached not only by a get, but also by a Kedushin. However, the question that one really needs to ask is which area of Kiddushin? When you look at Rashi carefully on Elikiktoni Mils, the less of Kiddushin, Rashi says something very interesting. And this Rashi is very relevant for a major Machlokas Rishonim. What did Rashi say, Rabbi Yisai? When he was analyzing where it's Isa B'Kiddushin. Where is it Isa B'Kiddushin? What did Rashi say, Rabbi Yisai? Anyone see the Rashi? Did anyone catch it? Shtar. Rashi said, if I'm Mekadesh, my wife, what are my options? How am I Kakarim Mekadesh, a woman, Rabbi Yisai? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Why don't I ever hear that people ever get be Mekadesh with Bia? Why not? Ma? Excellent. What daf? No, earlier. Maseches Kiddushin. Daf Yud. Excellent.
I was going to say.
Daf Yud. Rav Mangi. What did you say? I saved you. Rav Mangir Amandi Mekadesh Bebiya. What's Rav Mangir Amandi Mekadesh Bebiya? Someone who's Mekadesh Bebiya Bizman Azer Rav Mangir. Rav would give him lashes. Mishum Pritzusa. Minatayr, you're married. But it's Pritzus, so we don't do it anymore. Our minig is to be married with Kesef. Really, Meikar Adin, you can marry with a coin. You can marry with money. You can marry with any Shava Kesef. You can marry with a watch, Noam. So our minig is to marry with a ring. I am the Sefer Achinuch, I am the Bnei Soscher, what it is, for a shmooze, not for now. But I think I did give a shmooze on once. But really you have three different options on a level d'oraisa how to get married. So now I want to know, Moshe Mordechai, I have real estate in Wyoming. I want to give a piece of real estate to marry my wife. That's an impressive transaction over here. I love you. I think you're worth a lot. And I'm not going to give you a dinky ring. It's worth, what, $200? Anyone in the parsha here? $200? No stones. Yeah? It's about $200. It's nothing with inflation, maybe add a little more. I'm not talking about the engagement ring, everybody say. I'm talking about the by the way, why are there no stones on it?
Oh, because then they'll might mistake the value. And if she thinks it's more than it's worth, then you might
excellent. Have what daf?
Daf was
Chav, that's what
it's later.
Stop that, no?
Tess.
No.
Chess.
Zay. Shiroi tzricheshuma. She has to know. She has to the smichas das exactly the amounts. Therefore, we don't want any stones. We don't want to complicate things. You should know. You're marrying a cheap guy. I am not getting you any stones. Shouldn't think anything else. Yeah.
What if it's a nice ring, but it's inexpensive?
Meaning, so she's still going to get fooled?
I think the
assumption is that these rings are pretty standard. Like Proctor said, they're pretty much all $200.
Not all.
Exactly. Doesn't she have to see it?
Depends if you go on Aliyah or not, yeah.
Is it
benefits are good for free.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Is there anything that you have to see the ring? Or like you have to see the ring?
Who?
The woman? Like, is that based on?
The woman? You have to give it to her. Of course she has to see it. What do you mean? Yeah.
Is that why we don't do it? We don't carve it?
Well,
is that why we don't?
Yeah, we don't want to complicate anything. Yeah.
Let's say a guy was trying to be cheap and he got like a silver ring, but the woman didn't realize that would be a big issue. Or if he got like a fake ring but didn't tell her, that would.
I mean, she sees, is it silver or not? She sees,
no,
she accepts it.
It looks like white gold, but it's silver.
I don't know, is there such a difference in value?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you can tell her. Tell her what it is.
Let's take out from
tell her it's white gold, yeah.
Was there ever a time that Bia was a priestess?
What?
Was there ever a time that Bia was a priestess?
Yeah. When? Yeah. Before Rav's time, in the time that people would be Mekadosh for Bia, that was okay.
Why did she become a priestess?
Read the Sadiris. We got things. Why is half of our lives priestess? No, we lost. We're not as sanctified. We're struggling. So Chazal make hagadaras and they limit things. Rabbi Sai. So what's the din? I want to give a piece of real estate. This is Shaykh Rabbi Sai. Come on, give me something that's mamish kashmak. Give me something that really is your livelihood. Give me something that really shows you that you mean something. You're working all day in this real estate transaction, so give me a piece of real estate. Good? Zok the Bala Itter? No good. And I have a Farish Gemara. Where's the Gemara, Rabbi? Where's Gemara that say that's no good?
Yes.
Getting Daf Tess Amin Aleph. Unbelievable. You open Daf Beis Amin Aleph and Kiddushin, and you never find this Gemara. It's only someone who learns Getting Daf Tess Amin Beis, going on to the Yud. What did Gemara say? Gemara said, at the end of the day, the reason why Mechubar is not listed is because it's a milsa. There used to be Kedushin. It's a milsa that's possible also by Kedushin. Who argues with this Balayit, the Rabbi Yisai? Before the Rashba and the Ran, but also our Rashi. Our Gemara doesn't argue. Our Gemara, if anything, the Gemara doesn't stipulate specifically Shtar. The Gemara sounds like it's Milsa Dizav Kedushin. It's free reign, so it could be even by Kesef Kedush. However, the Rishonim say, now, you missed the boat, Rabbi Balayater. Even though our Gemara says it's a Milsa Dizav Kedushin, comes along the Ran and comes along the Rashba, and they say, where is it a Milsa Dizav Kedushin? Where there's a Hekish between Kedushin and Gerushin. What's the source for a problem with Mechuba, Rabbi Yisai? What? Daf? Haim and Aleph. I think it's... No, that's the Hekish. The Gemara on Chaf Aleph, right? Ain kosvim mechubar lakarka. A get has to be detached. So we're makish havaya liyitzia, like Benji said, that there's a hekesh between gerushin and kiddushin. But comes along the Ran, comes along the Rashba, and they say that hekesh is regarding what? Regarding one of the methodologies of kiddushin, which is what? Through a shtar. You don't expand that to every method of kiddushin. So Mamela giving her a piece of real estate is A-OK. It's Mechubar Lekarka, but there's no Hekesh of Yatzav Yaisa Legabe Kesef Kedushin, only Legabe Shtar Kedushin. And that's the Rashba on Ardaf and the Ran on Daf Bezim and Aleph in Kedushin that disagrees with the Bala Iter.
What is the whole point of giving Karka, though, to be in place of Kesef?
Exactly.
So I'm saying, why is it only...
But you don't have it. They're saying you don't have the Hekesh Legabe Kesef Kedushin. You only have the Hekesh Legabe Shtar Kedushin. So there's no problem.
Oh.
You're giving Kesef. Well, how are you giving Kesef? We'll say, obviously, we spent a long time on this when we learned Kedushin. First few sugas, Shemaka sugas. Shava Kesef Kesef. What does that mean? What's the source for Shava Kesef Kesef? Ayin the Shiurim in Mesechus Kedushin. Avne Meluim, the Devarei Yechezkel. Ooh, the Ramban, the Tosfos. Good, heavy lumdus. We spent a long time on that big, fat Tosfos on Bezim and Aleph. Those were the days. Shmack. See, everybody say, I do this all the time. Yeah.
So, on the Shabbat Kesef, Iran says that Karka can't be considered...
Can!
He says it's different than the Talmud.
That's the Bala Iter. He disagrees with the Bala Iter. He quotes the Bala Iter and he argues with him.
The Mew is the first line of the Bala Iter.
Yes. Raboisai! And the Ran has a Raya from a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf.
Tesmanov.
Very interesting. Both on Daf Tes. I thought that was cool. Raboisai, it happens sometimes. What does Gemara in Kedushin Daf Tes discuss? The nature of the Shtar for Kedushin. Does the Shtar have to be written Lishma? So the Gemara says, yeah. Has to be written Lishma because we had a Hekesh, V'yotzav Ahoysa, Makesh Havaya Liyitzia. Just like by Gerishin, a get, we all know has to be written Lishma. So too, the Shtar Kedushin has to be written Lishma. Okay, there's Machlik is in the Gemara there, fine. That's the way we come out. Good. But the Gemara there, in discussing that idea, says, but no one in their right mind even raises the possibility that by Kesef Kedushin, you would need Lishma. And you'd have to form the Kesef or build this, right? When you're getting a piece of gold or you're getting a ring, that it should be made Lishma of the Isha. That's like utterly ridiculous. So isn't that, says the Ran, beferish against the whole Yisoid of the Bala Iter? So you see clearly, black on white, from the Gemara and Kedushin Daf Tes, that the Hekesh of Yotzav Ahoysa was only, like Rashi says on our Daf, limited to what?
Shtar.
The Shtar. It was a Hekesh from Shtar to Shtar. But there was never a Hekesh to all methods of Kedushin. And Memela, just like there's no Lishma, so too there's not going to be a psul of Mechubar Lekarka when it comes to Kesef Kedushin. So, This is the sheet of the Ran. However, Rabbi Yisai in Shulchan Aruch, if we look up the Ramah, there are two opinions. There is the Yesh Aymerim of the Magid Mishnah who says what? The Yesh Aymerim of the Magid Mishnah who says Pasul, and the Chuvis HaRashba who says that if you give the Yesh Machshir. The Chuvis HaRashba who says if you give Mechubar Lekarka, a piece of real estate for Kesef Yedushin, that it's kosher. And that's the Rashba L'shitaso. It's the Rashba L'shitaso against the Baal HaItter. So number one, what we really have to explain away, Rabbi Yisai, although there are machshirim, and most rishonim seem to be machshir, but you really have to explain the Baal HaItter Shita from that Gemara in Kiddushin that the Rans bring a raya from, Legabe L'shma. But the questions are further. Yeah.
Doesn't the Ramah talk about writing it on a writing star?
Is the Ramah talking about a shtar? The Ramah's not talking about kesef? I don't remember. What's the lashon of the... What? It was shtar?
Yeah.
Oh, it's talking about shtar kedushin. Oh, so I'm making a mistake. So we didn't ask... So there was no Ramah legabe kesef? You have it in front of you?
I thought the story in the Ramah was that he's quoted the Rashba and said not like.
This is the one I put on the Maamar Klamis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're right. So this is a stira in the Rashbas. That the Ramah even has a tzad to say that you don't even make a hekesh v'yotz of a haisa l'gabishtar kiddushin. I misquoted it, I'm sorry. The Rashba that's quoted is to say that by shtar kiddushin we don't even make the hekesh v'yotz of ahisa, and that l'chayra would be problematic from our Gemara, and it's also problematic with the Rashba himself says that by shtar kiddushin everyone agrees that it's possible. The whole debate is only by kesef kiddushin. Yeah.
Unless he's only quoting the Rashba to say that there's that if you don't always make the hekesh v'yotz kiddushin,
and yeah, but that I'm saying, but the Rashba himself said not like that in the kiddushin.
Right, the Rashba himself says that you don't say that by
Shtar,
but could the Ramah only be quoting the Rashba to say that there is a place where there are places where...
He's quoting a different Rashba, the Rashba in Shuvah, Sein Echanami, but I'm just saying it happens to be, that's a steer in Rashbas. And also, the truth is, Rabbi Yisai, that that's a little problematic with our Gemara, no? You have to come back to our Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that there is, this is a milsa of the Isabi Kedushin. You're going to have to find some area. You might not have to go as far as the Baal HaItter, but you're going to have to, at the end of the day, have a psul, even legabe kiddushin, at least by shtar. You have to remember about our Gemara. Okay.
Remember, repeat that about the Rashba.
The Ramah that quotes the Rashba in Shuvah says that even by shtar it's kosher by kiddushin. So that's number one against the implication of our Gemara. Number two, it's against the Rashba himself in Chidush. Yeah, no.
When the Ramah quotes Shitas in those like parentheses or whatever, is he trying to tell you that like?
That's not the Ramah. That's not the Ramah. That's later.
So it shouldn't be like, why didn't he include the Ran? We shouldn't like say like that.
No.
I mean, whatever.
No, that's not the Ramah. Yeah. Lamaisa. I don't know what. How does Shulchan Aruch that we have to look up? What does Shulchan Aruch say about Kesef Kedushin? Anyone see in Shulchan Aruch about Legabe the Machlokes Baal HaItter and the Rashba? Is that even quoted in as Yesh Aymerim in Shulchan Aruch about giving Kesef Mechubar Lekarka? We should look that up. Chevra, anyone look that up? Kesef Kedushin Mechubar Lekarka? Does the Shulchan Aruch quote the Baal HaItter? Is that a shita that's even accepted? Take a look. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, in addition to this kasha of the Ran against the Baal HaItter from the Gemara and Kiddushin Daftes, there's a kasha from the Shara Melech, Geshmaka kasha, also on the Baal HaItter. Baal HaItter seems to really be taking this equation between Gittin and Kiddushin to the nth degree. And the Baal HaItter is saying that whatever applies by Gittin applies by Kiddushin. So Frekta Shara Melech, the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Chafal from Abayis, introduces us to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. What's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili? You can't write a get on a Balei Chai, on a Dover Sheyesh Baruach Chai, on an animal. You can't write, right? Imagine like, you know, you're one of those graffiti guys, yeah? And you say, I am divorcing you on a cow. Okay? Trust me, it could happen. I wouldn't have imagined in this world we got to where we are. I mean, it could happen, right? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it's possible. Davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim. Yes, it's drushes, right? Sefer. It's not dummy. The Sefer, right? The Gemara has a drush over there. Everyone with me? Frek the Shara Melech, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Yossi Aglili, and the Gemara in Kiddushin discusses being Mekadesh, a woman with the Chelek of Kachim. HaMekadesh Bechelko Bein Mekachim Kachim Bein Kachim Kalim Einim Gudeshes. If a Kohen who wants to marry his wife with his Parnasa, what's his Parnasa, Rabbi Yossi? What did the Kohanim eat? Truma or Kachim. So he wants to, what Kachim did only the Kohanim eat, Rabbi Yossi? Kachim Kachim. What's Kachim Kachim?
Asham.
Chatas. What else is Kachim Kachim but would not fall into this category? No. What? An oila. An oila is not eaten. An oila is kulo. Kulo kalil. It's all burnt on the mizbeach. Chevra, we're in Vayikra. It's time to get cracking. Okay, something is going to get rebuilt.
Have you ever read a Mekdusha if you use true, if you use kachi kachim as a get?
Huh?
If you use kachi kachim as a get, is that read a Mekdusha?
Yeah, that's me'ila. Yeah, you can. Yeah. So everybody say he wants to be Mekadish, his wife, with kachi kachim or kachim kalim. What's kachim kalim? Shlomim, Shlomim, right? Kachim Kalim. What's the difference between Kachim Kachim and Kachim Kalim?
Eaten outside the Azara.
Oh, good. Kachim Kachim have to be eaten inside the Azara. Excellent. Where Kachim Kalim have to be eaten in?
Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim. Excellent. Good. What's an example of Kachim Kalim that we all ate?
Carbon
Pesach. Carbon Pesach. Good. So Mishnah says, if you want to be Mekadosh a woman with his chelek in the Kachim Kachim or the Kachim Kalim, if he's a Kayin, ain't a Mekudesh, it's not good. And then the Gemara discusses, Maestro Shani, fine. So then the Gemara says, Neima Masdisin Deloik Rab Yossi Aglili. Our Mishnah is not like Rab Yossi Aglili. Desanya, that the Brisa says, Umol Omol Ba'ashem. The Torah teaches us what? That there's an Isser called Me'ila. And when you're moil, not only did you violate an iser, but you have to what? You have to bring a carbon, you have to pay, right? L'rabbis kachim kalim sheim amoynoi divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So what? So what's the Gemara's raya?
That is not Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the fact that we call the moment. Therefore, it should work.
So it should work for Kiddushin. Because
yeah.
Rabbi Yossi Aglili calls it what?
Mammon.
Yeah. So Mar says, I feel the Rabbi Yossi Aglili. You come Rabbi Yossi Aglili, may chayim, avala achashchita lo. Rabbi Yossi Aglili makes a difference between whether it's alive or not. Good? A lot to why? My time of ki kazochu mishulchan gavoh kazochu. No, because then after Chaim, he's not eating it from his own property, but he's getting a gift from Shamayim. Okay? But fundamentally, what did the Gemara ignore? Without getting carried away with the details of when you're being Mekadosh the woman, if the animal's alive or the animal's dead, what's the Gemara suggesting? That according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, no, nothing's Mechubar over here. What? No. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying you're Mekadosh a woman, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, with a Balei Chaim should be absolutely what? Absolutely? Absolutely, according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili?
Good.
Mesnisen Deloy Rabbi Yosi Haglili. The Mishnah that said, Ein Mekudeshes, is Deloy Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, you're allowed to be Mekadesh with a animal. Frek the Shara Melech, what? Anyone learn Gittin over here? Chaval from a base? Doesn't Rabbi Yosi Haglili say what? You're not allowed to write a get on Balei Chaim? Wow, what a schuss it is to be part of the religion of Shara HaMelech. What a kasha. What a kasha.
Oh, it's not relevant. Oh, how is this going to affect ChatGPT?
Rabbi Yosi Haglili, I want to understand. I don't want to know Shas. Everything's got to fit together. Everything's got to work out. Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Rabbi Yosi. Who's the Shara HaMelech asking a kasha on? What? The Balei Iter. If you're in the world of the Ran and the Rashba, Rabbi Yosi, you'd walk out of the room right now. Right? Good. The Ran and the Rashba, they said, well, I don't, this is not even interesting. This is a joke. What are you comparing apples and oranges? Why? Because V'yatzav Ahos is by what? It's by Shtar. So get to Shtar. Shtar to get. We're talking about what over here in Kedushin? We're talking about what method of Kesef. So don't bother me. Masha'enkin frek the Shara Melech. If you hold like what? Rabbi Yosi, if you hold like the Balei Iter, and we say no, the Hekesh of Yotzev Ahos is what?
Cool.
Is Kiddushin to Gittin. So now we have a problem. Now we have a kasha, Rabbi Yosi. Here is where the sugya begins, Rabbi Yosi. Understanding the Shita of the Balei Iter. Understanding the Shita of the Balei Iter, Rabbi Yosi. I'm going to hold off over here. These are the kashas, Rabbi Yosi. But I want to end off with one kasha that I want you to think of. There's another discussion amongst the Peskim on whether or not the Gemara tells us in Maseches Gittin that there's a problem by get of Tli Gittich Me'al Gabi Karka. What does that mean, Rabbi Yosi? Did anyone see that Gemara ever? Gemara, I believe, on Daf Ayin Chesem and Aleph. Is that where it was? Ayin Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara introduces a new psul. You got to know this before we finish learning Maseches Gittin. It's unbelievable, Rabbi Yosi. I have so much more to say. So much more to learn, but you guys have places to be and more important things to do. Lamaisa, there's a lot of Gittin to learn. I hope you guys are going to shtel on this for the rest of the summer. The Gemara says, if a guy says to a wife, I don't like you. Our marriage is not working out. I don't even want to interact with you. I don't even chas v'shalom come close to you. Pick it up. Pick it up. That's your get, you piece of garbage. Right? You could say, sometimes the divorces go down like this. Fleek. What?
Probably would give her a get at that point if he thinks of her like that. He's just going to hold her as an agreement.
All right. Fine.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not what I want.
Yeah, okay. Bezdin already beat the garbage out of him. Okay, so he has to give a get. Okay?
So what's mother?
If a Bezdin beats the garbage out of you, yeah, it's fierce. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. It's a Rambam. It's fierce. What?
Wasn't that an FBI ring about that?
So you got him to the place, but he says, but I'm not giving it to you. So he puts it on the floor, he says, pick it up. Pick it up. Yeah? What's the problem, everybody say? So Tli Gedech Me'al Gabi Karka by Gerishin is Beferish. A Gemara Beferish in Maseches Gittin. Daf Ayin Ches. Rava said, it's possible, right? You have to give it to her and she can't be active in the Nesinus again. What's the din? L'gabi Shtar Shechur. No Gemara about this. What's the din L'gabi Shtar Shechur? If I say to the Eved, pick it up. Pick up your shtar shechur. Is it kosher or is it pasul? Chaver, bring me a raya from a gemara that you know.
It would be pasul because it's be a hekesh between shtar and shtar.
It's not on the list. Why is it on the list? Why isn't it on the list? Well, Jeremy, it's not on the list. It's only necessarily a raya if it's what? If it's not by Kiddushin. What if it exists by Kiddushin? So then that might be a reason why it's not on the list. So you don't have a bomb raya from this Gemara. But the Nesivis thinks you do. The Nesivis thinks you do. The Nesivis in Teres Gittin, and then again in the Nesivis in Simen Kuf Pei Hei, he says he thinks Tli Gitech Me'al Gabe Karka by Shtar Shechor, he thinks it's kosher. Okay.
Is that a
fish? So it might be. It might have implications in saying, so how are you going to read the Gemara? Meaning, so according to the Nesivis, it could be that he held it exists by Kiddushin. If it exists by Kiddushin, so then the implication of our Gemara is only if, depending on whether or not it exists by Kiddushin. Meaning, if it doesn't exist by Kiddushin, so then it's a little bit of a Chiddush, right? Because then it should be on our list. Why isn't it on our list? If it doesn't exist by Kiddushin, what?
If it doesn't exist by Kiddushin, then it...
The Mara says that we only listed things that are less of a Kiddushin. If it does exist by Kiddushin, so then it's not a Chiddush. So then that's the reason why it's not listed on our list. Right? So now, depending on that Shaila, will be whether or not there's a Chiddush Lagabe.
It's not a riot. It could only be a Kasha. You can't use that as a riot.
Because you can go in either direction. Yeah. Exactly, right. Exactly. There are two possibilities on why it's not on the list. Either implications are Lagabe Kiddushin. But if you assume that it doesn't exist by Kiddushin, so then you really have to explain, so then why isn't it on our list? And we have to find a reason why they're not connected. Because at the end of the day, Rabbi said, you also have to ask another question. There is a hekesh, not only between Kiddushin and Gittin, but there's a hekesh between what?
Lala.
Between Shtar Shechur and Gerisha, which is the source for what, Rabbi say? The source for Lishma. The source for the fact that a Shtar Shechur needs to be Lishma. So if that's the case, why isn't it, if the Nesivis is right, that a Shtar Shechur Tli Gitich Migabe Karka is good, why is that true? Why is there no carryover between Gerisha and Shtar Shechur? That's something you have to explain, that the Nesivis will explain, and I think from his explanation, it might be a Pesach to a new Yisod to answer many of the questions that we've been asking against the Baal Eter. Just very quickly, Rabbi Yisai, I don't have really time. What time is it now?
12:31.
So very quickly, Rabbi Yisai, an Indian that's been on